Hello and welcome to episode 27 of Pod Z CCG. This is Brandon.
This is Brad.
Special guest.
Rick.
Yeah. do you want to introduce yourself and how the players out there might know you?
I'm Rick. I'm that changeling bard guy on the top tier.
Who does the insanely funny tournament reports.
Some would say.
Not Edison Carrizio.
Oh, fuck that guy.
We cuss on this pod now?
We did last time.
Oh, okay.
Oh, good. Now I feel a lot better.
And you have the you put perversion levels in your tournament report.
Correct. You have to in order to keep the it going. You know what I mean? You have to do it to keep your attention level going. It lets you pay attention to everything except when you miss Roshi level 3 triggers every turn.
Yeah. Oh man, I remember when that was the top 2.
Yeah, that was top 2.
Of the world sphere, you're missing all your. I was like, oh, Roshi 3, Roshi 3.
Now that's an optional one.
Yeah, it is. Earlier today we were talking about optional triggers versus mandatory triggers.
And when you should and should not get warnings.
Right.
Or disqualifications.
Right.
We'll save that for a different show.
Yeah. So, what do we have up first? Do we want to talk about previews? Do we want to talk about
Gabriel? I think we should get these previews out of the way.
Okay.
There have been quite a few previews released within the past few weeks. Yesterday, Hercule was dropped. He's such a zany card. It's like, I don't know. He's special. His level 1, Jordan read this, and then he called me right away. level 1, your life deck cannot include cards that perform energy attacks. So no allies, no nothing, no energy attacks. So that's gone.
Well, I have a question about that, but continue. I'll bring it up.
Constant effect. Your attacks deal plus 100 stages of damage. Jordan read this and called me right away. He said, Dad, Hercule could kill someone in one turn. I said, how? He said, all his attacks do plus 100 stages. And I said, well, read the second sentence. He said, what's that? I said, your attacks cannot have their damage modified by your effects. So it's like basically siding with the show.
It's flavor text for the show.
Yeah, because Hercule thinks he's big and bad. He could do plus 100 stages, but he can't modify it.
So I'm sure they'll come up with something to say that little effect goes away.
Yeah. That'd be crazy. His power is a physical attack. He gains 5 stages, searches the life deck for a Hercule Dynamite Kick, and places it in your hand. The damage is 1 stage.
I like how they base his entire character off of Budokai 3. That's the only move he had. It was back circle, and it was just Dynamite Kick. And he spammed it all day.
Dynamite Kick!
Dynamite Kick!
Now, he can include cards that perform energy attacks, but in the parentheses below it, it says, cards that have the potential to perform an energy attack, but do not explicitly do so, such as an ally card or Black Reflection. He can't include allies that perform energy, so what is that all about?
What do you mean?
Which ally would he be able to use that could potentially perform an energy attack?
There might be a copy ally soon. We're getting Gwar.
Copy.
That's true. Okay. So it's all speculation right now. So that's pretty much what Perard's probably going to do, huh? Is copy the power of an ally in play?
Maybe.
Right, the allies are Ox King, Gwar, Baba, and Johnny Firecracker.
Yeah,
Firecracker.
Yeah, Johnny Firecracker. Is that his name? Johnny Firecracker?
Yeah, it's Johnny Firecracker.
He's such a cool ally. He's a Goldo wannabe.
Yeah.
He's a nerfed Goldo.
Oh, he's Jimmy.
Every hero ally is a nerfed something from the villain side. Baba is just Ginyu for at both players.
Yeah, Captain Ginyu.
Gajarobi is just a worse Nappa.
Yeah, that's true.
But we don't have an Oolong, right? Where Dragon Balls can't be used?
I'm sure eventually. Probably Cell Jr. or something.
So it'll say Dragon Balls cannot be played.
Cell Jr. Whatever Dragon Balls play, just shuffle on somebody's deck.
Too bad Jimmy Firecracker isn't one of those guys who could be used in hero or villain decks.
You would think so, right?
Yeah, because he's the World Tournament announcer.
No, he's not.
He's not the World Tournament. He's just some guy who wanted to interview Cell and... If I remember correctly.
Yeah, the World Tournament announcer is blonde.
And he has sunglasses. He never takes them off.
That's right. He's on the cover of Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Hmm? World Dragon Ball. Hercules level 2... your named cards cannot have their damage modified. Oh, we skipped over Dynamite Kick. Let's talk about frickin' Dynamite Kick real quick. Basically ensures that Hercule doesn't die by life card damage if you have Dragon Balls in your deck.
Or even if you don't have Dragon Balls, every time you get discarded, it just goes right back.
Yeah. If this card is discarded, destroyed, or banished from the life deck, place it at the bottom of your life deck in parenthetical text. Physical attack. This attack cannot be stopped. Your MP gains 2 stages. Damage 1 stage. Hit. This attack stays on to be played 2nd, 3rd, and 4th time this combat. Oh, and shuffle it in your life deck after use. I can't believe that card. It just makes it so you can't kill Hercule by life card damage. He has to draw out. That's really... That could be a lifesaver.
Yeah, but then if you think if he's... There's ways around this. I mean, it's going to be... kind of hard for people to take Hercule's Dynamite Kick and recycle. Like, if they're going for ball, and if all they've got left are, like, balls and Dynamite Kicks in their deck, and you deal at least 5 cards, you're critting, because they don't have any endurance left. The Dynamite Kicks are going to be discarded and then put back event 5 times at least, so...
Yeah.
Plus, Stare Down and any... Black style card would just take care of it.
Yeah.
From the hand. Because if they discard it from their hand, it doesn't go under, right?
Right.
It's only from the life deck.
Yep. And then you could proceed to banish them away from the discard pile once they get discarded, so.
Yeah, I don't think Hercule's going to be a big thing. I think he's like a gimmick that people will try out.
Like Android fun.
Yeah, like he's fun. Like Android 16 is fun. Yeah.
Well, no, that's not fun. That's just like stabbing yourself in the leg and saying, let's play. Let's run a race. Oh, so bad.
Another thing Hercule does that's worth mentioning is on his level 2, your attacks gain -3/-3 against him. So that's another big buff. That's like Garlic Jr. right there.
Oh, yeah.
So, if you're playing, you know, an average deck, all your life cards will be hitting for 1 life card. So, that's pretty good. He's got a good level 2. I don't think his 3 or 4 is worth mentioning. I'm sure everyone's read through it, unless you guys had something on it.
Maybe with new Blue Mastery and the level 2, you can dominate the 2 and just reduce all the damage and nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sam sent me a pretty interesting deck idea last night. He said,
this is Sam, not Sam Pivarnik, Sam Bartholomew.
Yes.
The youngest or said, top 16.
Still.
Yeah.
I am running Blue Hercule, Suicide Ball, Physical Beats.
Suicide Ball, the strongest strategy. Now,
I said, oh wow. And then his response, I really didn't get. I mean, I will top cut by going 007. It'll be a first.
He wants to draw all his games. I did remember something cool as on one of his levels, I think it's level 3, your modifiers are doubled.
Yeah, that's a big one.
So, like, lunge is hitting for +10 without any other modifier.
Blue lunge.
Yeah. And if you have Biting Drill out, that's +14. Mm-hmm. So that's another thing worth mentioning. I think that's what Sam was thinking about.
And he does do an extra life card off the bat, right? So he's doing 2 extra life cards?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Level 3 is awesome. So do we want to get into this preview?
Yeah.
Our personal previews?
Yeah, go ahead.
Namekian Eviction, C24. It's got a picture of Cell kicking Goku. out of the ring. It's a physical attack on a physical combat card. This attack deals plus X life cards of damage. X equals the number of Earth Dragon Balls you control. Damage, 4 life cards.
Ooh, that's going to hurt.
Yeah, it is.
It's pretty beefy.
Think new Master's going to be all about balls again? Because it seems like the Masteries are a little bit from the old stuff and then a few new mechanics.
Like, they nerfed the Mastery from set 1.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Blue is definitely a nerfed Blue Protective.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Orange is definitely a nerfed Orange Adaptive.
And then we've got Black with that attach card that says, hey, all your attacks do +1/+1.
Yeah.
And hey, Krillin only needs to deal 4 life cards of damage to crit on any of his attacks, including Destructo Disc.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So stupid.
I didn't think of that. I didn't think of just Krillin. Just like, oh, it's always crit. Who cares?
Yeah, it's like,
I don't even need the 1/1.
Why not? Let's just bring Krillin Energy Beats back and just let's go Destructo Disc all the way.
See, they have to retcon the SDCC one. They just have to. Because they made that card before they even knew they were making, like, the game. And so they made Krillin based around Black, which is what he should have been.
Yeah.
I don't know if you noticed, but in set 1, all the personalities that came with their decks were really good at them.
Yeah.
But then they added Ginyu, and Ginyu was just better at everything than everybody else. So, but if you just keep it at the starter decks, the game was fine. The game was perfect.
Yeah.
But anyways, that's my rant about SDCC.
Black Conflict Mastery. I know Brandon loves this mastery.
Oh, as soon as I saw this mastery, I just threw my phone. I said, this is retarded. I'm sorry for all you people that get offended with that word, but this is, I hate it.
Your attacks that deal at least 4 life cards of damage are considered to deal critical damage.
Oh, hey, take a Destructo Disc. Oh, hey, take a Krillin level 1. Oh, wait, let me crit by using the secondary effect of the mastery.
Assisted Kamehameha.
Yeah.
Ooh, discard a card from your hand. If that card was styled, your MP gains 6 stages. Or you may raise or lower a player's anger 1 level.
So what do you think Black Krillin's going to be doing? Oh, you stage locked me?
Gain 6 stages.
Wait, let me crit you first.
No, remove the top 2. Crit you. I gained 2 anger. No, he probably won't be doing that one, but you know.
Yeah, let me get the 6 stages.
And on the picture of the Black Mastery is Goku standing with Krillin, looking at Cell.
Yeah.
Like, you see that motherfucker over there? we're gonna crit all his allies away. We're gonna crit all his Cell Juniors away.
Take all his balls.
Get all of Cell's balls. Get him, Krillin.
Just sick the balls like a little midget.
It's like we're gonna freeze Black Devious Mastery, but here's Black Conflict Mastery.
In my opinion, that's way better than Black Devious.
Oh hell yeah, it is.
Well, the +1/+1 on everything is gonna be missed, but they have that attach card. But yeah, it's pretty good. I got in an argument with a friend who I test decks with. He's like, oh, that mastering sucks, blah, blah, blah. I don't get hand advantage and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, dude, just remember all the discard effects. Remember that you can get out of stage lock whenever you want. Yep. Unlike Perceptive, which also kind of gets you out of stage lock, but it's really dependent on your opponent.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that's dependent on you. And you get all of your kickoff effects, too. So all you got to do is play Corruption and all that kind of stuff, and you're set.
Yep.
Oh, you could still Corruption during combat.
Yeah.
So stupid. I thought that was going away. Ugh. So, next set, nobody run anything that has allies, Dragon Balls, or anger that could be crit. Then you won't have to fear this mastery. Just run Black Nappa Physical Beatdown.
See, I hope people just go, like, it's not as easy as Devious, because Devious was easy. Devious was, I get 1/1 and just go at it.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep hand advantage with the other effect and the removal effects. And so I hope people test branch out other than BK and a few other types of decks. You know, no more Black Brawly.
Yeah. In this Brawly meta, this mastery will definitely help with the stage gain.
Oh, yeah. And after he's done attacking, you gain 6 stages, shoot you for 3 energy attacks.
Yep. Ugh. You want to pull up our other preview?
Yep. I'm getting it right now. Apparently the one I downloaded failed.
I like that preview though. Earth Dragon Ball. I hope they're good. I hope they're not as good as they were in the, you know, Saiyan Saga.
Oh man.
But I think every single one of those cards had power up to full and draw a card, didn't they?
That was Dende. The Dende Ball of power up to full. There is,
because I'm just remembering Earth Dragon Ball 1 with Goku falling, and you're like, I guess the Dragon Balls are his balls? I don't understand.
Dragon Ball 1 did let you power up to full and draw a card.
And so did 5.
Oh, 5 was draw 2 cards. Power up to full, draw 2, heal 2, gain 2 anger.
Ugh, that's good.
It was the best. I played that in every deck.
Second preview is open. Photos. Blue Sweep. Common 20. Energy combat. If this card is discarded from your hand during combat, your MP gains 4 stages. Stop an energy attack. The next time one of your effects prevents damage this combat, gain 4 stages.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is blue going with stage gain now?
Going with stage gain. They're going with prevention. So I know the blue Goku energy is going to be a thing, and Dig, I think, is going to become really prevalent, even more so in this set because of how much prevention blue does.
Yeah, I hope they come out with either they reprint Dig or they come out with a regular Dig, you know, like a hit Dig.
Mm-hmm.
Hit, nobody can prevent anything.
Yeah.
Otherwise, everybody's playing red for red energy beam. Or not energy, wait.
Static Shot.
Static Shot, yeah.
And then orange, I always call it orange air raid, but it's that orange card that hit.
With Vegeta on it, right?
Yeah.
Gain 2 anger, they lose 2 anger.
The fierce something? Orange crap fierce card?
Orange crap fierce card.
Is that your energy, your styled energy attacks cannot be prevented a hit effect?
No. That's just there.
It's just there. It's an immediate effect.
Okay. So hopefully every style gets one. Because orange and red already have one.
Mm-hmm. So now what do we want to talk about? San Gabriel? Or about our other preview, Furious Blows.
Furious Blows?
What's that one? The one that everyone's going nuts over?
I don't know.
Everyone's like, oh, it's going to be so good.
I thought that was a rumor.
Let me see. I'm just making it up to make people be like, what?
What? So we put the header. We talk about Furious Blows.
Yeah.
And then we're a whole different podcast all of a sudden.
Yeah.
We went to Vegas, had a few Furious Blows.
Flurry of Blows.
Flurry of Blows.
Everyone thinks it's going to be the physical version of Pesky since Hercule cannot play Pesky Barrage.
Oh, jeez.
His name card is Pesky Barrage.
So, no, we don't really have Furious Blows or Flurry of Blows as a preview. They wouldn't give us that good of a card to release, but...
Well, they're saving that for a Tuesday or whatever.
Yeah.
A Tuesday tidbit.
Mm-hmm.
But we did get a couple other previews. Didn't Dustin send us his?
Oh, let's go over his! Wait, okay. Do you have him?
He got Orange Crap Drill.
Yeah. with Hercule on the toilet.
No, Roshi's
on the toilet. Oh, Roshi on the toilet.
Yeah, no, we'll be nice. We won't spoil his.
Yeah.
I'm just glad Roshi's on the toilet and a drill.
Yeah.
No, what's that? Do we want to talk about San Gabriel?
Yeah, we could go into San Gabriel.
So what's up with San Gabriel?
I found a Monster Bill Judge.
Oh, man. Well, do we want to talk about what happened, like, the day prior, or...
Whatever you want to talk about is fine. I just have one story to tell, and that's on my round one.
Okay. So, I guess we could start the day of. We get there,
Monterey Park. Check into my hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Asian Central.
Oh, man. We're the only white people there.
Yep.
It was crazy. And Brad was like, hey, why don't you get a room next to mine? I said, oh, that could be fun. So I get a room next to his. And now I know why he wanted me to get a room right next to his so he could send the kids over. Logan was jumping up and down on the bed. Jordan was talking my ear off about Dragon Ball and meta theory about the tournament the next day. Sam was in there just being quiet. And then Logan was like, trying to steal my cashews the whole time. Like, hey, can I get some of these? Like, dude, didn't you just eat dinner or lunch?
Yeah. He eats all the time. He eats nonstop.
Yeah. But the tournament itself was awesome. We show up around 9:30, 10 o'clock. Rich Bondi's there, of course, with Tyler. Remember Tyler, who used to go to our locals, who moved to Vegas?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He was there. That's cool.
Yeah, it was cool to see him.
He was playing Red Piccolo.
Spooky.
I tried to get him to play Orange 20 because I told him that'd be like the dark horse, like the no one's going to be expecting it. Oh, look what happened. Someone topped four with it.
The but, only Orange 20, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he didn't want to run it. He said, Rich Bondi said, there's 1,000 other personalities that I would run other than Orange 20 right now at this tournament.
Yeah.
So, you know, kudos for him for sticking to his guns with Red Piccolo. I tried to get him to play Namekian Piccolo because I said that could do really well too, but he didn't want to do it.
Shouldn't have played his Ruthless Frieza. That was great.
Yeah, his Frieza.
I think that was one of his things he was up in the air about was Frieza.
But, yeah, we're not going to go play-by-play for round-wise. We'll just go over some things that happened.
Yeah.
So you can go ahead and go first.
So I sit down against my opponent. I'm playing Blue Tag Ginyu. He's playing Red Ruthless Yamcha.
So what ally are you bringing out first against Red Ruthless?
Brawly.
Brawly ally. What does he do?
Brawly banishes any card that you play. If it doesn't shuffle in.
So any card that would be discarded after use gets banished instead.
Yep.
Okay.
So I'm bringing Brawly out. I enter combat after a few. I got, you know, my board set up a little bit.
He wasn't entering combat against you? Being a Ruthless deck?
He might have been. But the first thing I remember is he entered and used Red Energy Blast. Is that the one that banishes the ally?
Yeah.
Yeah. He plays that, and I said, oh, okay, whatever. That card's banished. And he's like, how?
Which ally did he banish?
Nappa.
Okay.
And I said, why? It's banished. You used it. He's like, why? I said, because of Brawly. Read Brawly. And I give him Brawly. And he goes, no, this only works if it's discarded from my hand, like if you stare down me. And I was like, no, it says it right there. Any card that would normally be discarded is now banished. And he's like, no, I'm going to call a judge. And this dude looks like Kevin Hart. He's like short. He looks just like him. I was like, okay, whatever. So he calls this doofus over, Judge Robert. You guys could see him on the Panini page. He's when you look at Vacaville recap, he's the only judge. San Gabriel recap. Sorry. He's the only judge standing there. He's wearing a button-up shirt, a Dragon Ball button-up shirt. He's got a long beard, and he's balding, and he's got long hair. Apparently, Dustin said he's the Monster Bill of their locals. Mm. So he comes waddling over, and he goes, this dude's trying to get me to banish my Red Energy Blast with Brawly, and Brawly doesn't do that. And he reads the card, and he says, any card that would normally be discarded is now banished. And he goes, no, that only banishes if someone like uses stare down or something. And I'm like, okay, these guys clearly have got Beerus ally and Brawly ally switched up in their minds or something. And I'm like, okay, whatever. And I'm sitting there steaming at the moment. I'm pissed off. And I'm like, I don't appeal it, which I should have. Because after the match, Sean Pistocchi and Richie Williams confirmed, yeah, that's what Brawly does. He banishes any card that you play. Because that's why they built it, to counter Red Ruthless.
I don't understand judges that get to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, if you're not sure, go ask another judge.
Yeah.
There's time, right?
Yeah.
The thing I don't get is he got the 3 Blue Barrier promos. He got every single promo. Basically, if you judge, you get like every Gen Con promo, Top Cup promos, all that good stuff. And the judge promo, Blue Barrier.
Mm-hmm.
For just being a mediocre judge.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever.
Yeah, so I ended up still winning that match because it was Red Ruthless Yamcha. What are they going to do against when I keep getting Nappa out? So that's my... I think it was the SoCal team. Like, they knew I was from NorCal because I had my jersey on. Well, I started doing this thing where I sat down. I take my jersey off like weighted clothing.
Like one in one motion? Yeah. You just went, wham!
Yeah.
Fight me for real.
That's a John Cena move right there.
Well, partly because the sleeves are so big, and when I go to move my allies and stuff, it hits my dice off and all that stuff. So I just take it off now and put it in my lap. But they knew I was from NorCal. He didn't. This is how you could tell he was a SoCal player. He didn't even know what Ginyu did. His level one, and he had to read all his levels.
Oh.
And I was like, he's like, now you get a ally on hit. I was like, no, it's just immediate. He was like, and he rolled his eyes. He's like, whatever. So that's my thing. SoCal people ganging up on NorCal. Our NorCal judges would never do that to you SoCal players. So,
well, at least NorCal outperformed SoCal at that tournament.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Five NorCal people top cut. And Oregon ended up winning, and Vegas.
NorCal got second.
NorCal got second.
So, let's see. What did I have going on in my tournament? My first round was against Caleb. He's a Fresno player, 559 crew. And it's funny because we always end up playing. Like, when we're both at Vacaville, we end up playing. And he played his Red 13 deck. That game went pretty smooth. No hiccups there. The second round, I played against Red Cooler. And that's, like, pretty much a free win for me because I've got, like, all the answers. It was against Eric Ruth. He's Death's Mind on top tier. Oh. And I played him in the 1K. He's a red player all the way, and he was playing Red Garlic at the time. And this deck was pretty much his Red Garlic deck with just Cooler. Mm-hmm. So he had the shoulder grabs. He had the double strikes. It was kind of different, but I made some pretty smart plays. Like, he had shoulder grabbed me, and he had a double strike out.
Mm-hmm.
So he had no cards in hand, but he had two blazes in play. He had two bribes. He had enough anger to win. So he hits me with the double strike and gets Nappa away. And I'm like, oh no, I win an Oscar for that move because I'm holding Blue Lunar Ray.
Yeah.
So I'm just waiting for him to finish out his attacks. If he would have used all his setters first, he probably would have angered out. But, you know, he's sitting there, he's attacking. I'm like, taking damage. And then once he uses his last double strike, he's like, I think it's over. I said, yeah. I take my stages and I use Lunar Ray and get Nappa back out. And you could see, like, like he had this look on his face like,
the glimmer of hope died.
Yeah. But check this out. So I'm beating him down. He's down to two life cards. And I use Ginyu on like one of my last attacks, and I have like two other attacks in hand. I'm looking, like, he's a Cooler level four. I'm like, let me just get out some random ally. Geese, I think I got out. And then he said, okay, I'll end combat with Cooler level four. I'm like, I should have got Paragus ally. And he rejuvenated seven. Drew three, put down the rest of the balls. None of my energy attacks crit. I hit him with like six or seven, and he was always using that dang endurance.
Yeah.
And so he balled out against me. And
Rick got a lot of endurance the last four sets.
Yeah.
So I was kind of upset with that. So I was like, whatever. You know, I'll keep. I mean, last year at Vacaville, I went 1-1 and then won the rest of my games in top cut. So I'll just do that again. So my third opponent was Saiyan Brawly, and this guy had no clue what Ginyu did either.
Mm-hmm. Was he a SoCal player?
Yeah, well, yeah, I think so. And he didn't know what Blue did because he was like, "I don't play against Blue."
He definitely a SoCal player.
Blue's for losers.
So I'm feeling pretty good, you know. I go first. Keep a defense and pass rejuve. Bring out Cooler ally next round. I mean, on his turn. So he draws three, whatever. He passes and refuses. It goes to me. I'm like, I've got a pretty strong hand. Energy attacks and a sphere in case he's got an unleashed. And I've got a block. So let me Ginyu for Goldo. I Ginyu for Goldo. He uses Saiyan Spin Kick on Cooler. I'm like, okay, you know, that's cool. I've still got backup. I've got sphere. My action, I throw an energy. And then his next action, he unleashes. Mm-hmm. I'm like, sphere. I don't think this dude had spheres in his deck because Saiyan Brawly doesn't run spheres. So he goes, sphere. I'm like, oh, man. So he unleashes up to two. So I think I pass or something. Then he's like, unleashed. I'm like, oh, no. So he gets up to level four and he's like, money well worth paid or something like that. Because he just drew into like a $300 hand.
Yeah.
And so he just gets to Brawly level four and smashes my face in. In the next two combats, I was dead. I scoop, actually. I was like, you've got about 45 life cards left. I've got 12.
That's like the World's Fair tournament when you went against Buck. You're like, that's a hand that I scoop at. You just scoop.
What I do, stare down or something?
Yeah, you had nothing in your hand, and you stare down it. And he had all this firepower, dismissal, choke, tug, something else.
Yeah, he just had a fistful of pain,
and you're like, this is the part I scoop, and you just scoop
because he had just brawled to three.
Yeah, to three
because he dug us up. And so that made me lose seven stages, and Frieza, who was at zero, lose seven stages. So I milled seven right there. But anyways, that same problem. So I was feeling pretty down. Another match I played against was a Namekian Piccolo player, and this is like a dream matchup for me.
Is this round five?
Yeah, I think so. So the dude sits down, and a few things happen this match. The first one that I noticed is I hit him with Ginyu early on, and he rejuvenates five balls because there's five balls clumped together. I'm like, oh, that's not good. So he does something to shuffle his deck, and he shuffles where he doesn't like mix the cards. He just like clumps them here and there. So I'm like, oh, I'm shuffling that. I'm shuffling your deck.
Yoink.
Yeah, so I shuffle it, and he looks kind of disappointed, but whatever. I was pretty much ahead that whole game, and I enter combat against him one time. He's at Pickle level 3. Now, I'm going to give you a super secret Brandon tip. If you're playing with Namekian Piccolo, old level 2, against Ginyu, don't rush to level 3.
No, not at all.
This kid rushed to level 3, and
he probably didn't even use his Piccolo 2 power, did he?
He used it once. He used his Piccolo level 2 power once. But, dude, camp on that and crit away the allies. But for whatever reason, I enter against him. He's at Piccolo level 3, the one that does a physical. And I have mental drill out. I see he draws blinding, setup. And I'm like, I've got this. So I Ginyu, pull out Paragus. And then he said, blinding. I said, well, first you have to take the damage for Ginyu. So he takes the damage. I say, okay, I designate Geese. And then he blindings. I said, okay, I'll stop with Goldo. And then so I said, okay, I'll use. And then he's like, wait, combat's over. I had Ginyu'd for Paragus. Mm-hmm. He didn't see that. So he swung into a Goldo. And I said, you can't end combat because Paragus is out. He said, when did he come out? I said, well, when you were busy blinding while not taking damage, I pulled him out with Ginyu. And then he said, okay. He takes the two cards he banished from blinding and puts them back on top. And says, okay, I'll pass. I said, wait. You played an energy attack, and I stopped him with Goldo, and I called Judge over. He's like, well, I can't play that card anyways because of Paragus. I said, you just can't end combat. He's like, I don't think that's right. So I call Judge, and I make eye contact with Robert Judge, the Monster Bill Judge.
The Doofish Judge.
Yeah. And then I look over, and Richie's looking at me. And then I look at Robert, And then Robert kind of looks away, and then I look at Richie, and then Richie looks at Robert, and then Robert looks away from both of us. And then Richie comes over. It's so hard for him to come over because there's two heck of fat guys blocking his path. So he has to rub his butt on one and his nuts on another one. And then he comes over and I say, he played blinding. He banished the top two. I blocked with Goldo and he's trying to take it back because Paragus is in play. And Richie looked at him, and the Namekian Piccolo player just kind of like looked away. Cause
he was like, heck of shame.
Oh, you caught my cheek.
So Ricky explains to him what's going down. Richie explains to him what's going down. The dude banishes the top two cards.
You block it again with Goldo.
Oh, it was already blocked. I didn't even untap Goldo. And then just proceed to the pound face until I win.
And it was funny, I forgot to mention, after my ruling with Judge Robert, and Sean and Richie were like, which judge gave that ruling? And I pointed, I straight up pointed with my whole arm and finger,
that one, Ronnie the Rat over here.
And Richie and Sean Pasoki got together, and then they looked at him, and then Sean's like, so I think they went and...
They had to,
bitch.
They had to.
Yeah, so anytime, I'm sure anytime they saw a judge ruling, they were kind of keeping their eye on him.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Jordan ended up doing the best of us. He made top cut. Sam missed top cut by one match. So did Matthew Lowe.
No, Matthew Lowe was in, but his tiebreakers were horrible.
Yeah.
You know who he blamed it on?
Who?
The world champ, Tim Bateau.
Did he?
He said, Tim Bateau performed so bad it made me miss top cut.
Did he play Tim Bateau?
Yeah. He beat Tim Bateau, or Tim Bateau beat him, and ended up going 3-3-1.
That sucks. Because in round 7 or 8, were there 8 rounds?
7.
In round 7, Kelly and Matt Lowe played, mm-hmm. and Kelly beat him. And Matt Lowe's, I'm sure he's sitting there like, I'm at table 2, I'm in this.
He was at table 2 on the last round.
Oh, yeah.
And he...
With a top 16?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't believe it. I was like...
He couldn't believe it. He was dumbfounded.
I felt so bad for someone sitting at table 2 to not top cut. And he was 5-2.
Yeah.
Oof.
And then... I don't know if you saw his post, but he said...
Jordan was sitting at table 18. Beat his person and made top cut.
His breakers were amazing.
Yeah. Because he only lost to undefeated people, I think. Or people who only lost one match.
So, I don't know if you saw Matthew Lowe post like a few days ago, but he said, yeah, if I would have beat Kelly, we both would have made top cut. And insinuating collusion would have to be involved for him to advance, which I thought was pretty funny.
That's funny.
Just let me win, bro.
So let's talk about this dinner that I had. Are we done with the San Gabriel tournament? You want to get some shout-outs?
Yeah. I met a few cool people. Jay Banya, or Banna, he listens to the pod, and I played him in round 6. He played Saiyan Raditz. Napa, I kept Napa on the field. There's no way I was going to let those menaces hit. All the NorCal people who came out, Matthew Lowe.
Sam Pavarnik,
Tim.
I still can't pronounce his last name, even though he rode with me.
Yeah. Now, Dustin, he sides with SoCal.
Yeah, yeah. Right? He sides with SoCal, even though he's Central Cal.
Yeah.
He's diehard SoCal.
Okay. And then we had Jake, Matt, Kelly. Any other NorCal people? Sam Jordan.
Yeah.
Of course, they're attached. Logan, it was Logan's first regional. He went 3-3-1.
Yep.
Same record as Tim Bateau.
There you go.
Future world champ in the making.
Do we want to talk about his journal?
Yeah.
I violated, apparently.
So he was playing Black Garlic, and any match he played, he wanted to take notes. And because he wanted to be like Jordan and take notes and stuff and try to be professional since it was a regional. Inside his notebook, he said, I hate Black Tien.
Black Keenan sucks.
Black Keenan sucks. And then on like the next page it said, really bad. Like he played against a Black Keenan player. Those were his notes that he were taking. I just found that cute. But he had a good tournament. I was watching him play after I beat someone, and he was playing against another younger person.
Android 19 Blue.
Yeah. And he just sitting there all proud. He's like, this guy's really nice. He takes his time. He doesn't get angry. And he doesn't cheat.
Because everyone he played must have been cheating him, right?
Well,
because
he played the same guy I played in round two. I was being salty about. And as soon as I sit down for my round two opponent, Logan comes walking over to me and is like, Dad, how did this guy try to cheat against you? I was like, I don't think he tried to cheat. He just didn't know the rulings. He's like, do you think he's going to try to cheat against me since I'm a kid? I don't think so. Just go play your... It's kind of hard to cheat against Black Garlic. As long as you don't, you know, remember your triggers and stuff, you'll be good. It's like, okay. And then Sam played against a nameless guy who I don't want to name because he's friends with a...
A well-known seller.
A well-known seller. I guess Sam caught the guy trying to sneak time on top of his deck. And then the guy captured ball three and didn't use the power so he wouldn't draw out. And Sam ended up beating him. So Sam just thought that everyone was trying to cheat him because he was a little kid. And he's like, I'm telling people that I'm 7 years old. I said, why? He said, so they won't expect that I'm good.
Dude, we talked about that. Me, Sam, and Dustin, we talked about it where they have an awesome advantage because people aren't going to take them seriously.
Yeah.
And if you don't take Sam seriously,
he's going to fucking mull over you.
Man, that kid. He's so devious, too. Like, his actions. Like, remember when we was at the tournament against Jordan? And Jordan was fighting him in Top Cut.
Yeah.
And he said, do you have another attack?
Yeah. When Sam's like, okay, this is over. I have one card left. You have one card left. Do you have another attack? And Jordan's like, yes. And Sam said, okay, I'll Black Mastery it away.
Yeah.
That was like, Jordan still won because it was like Black Orange 20 against Black Garlic, I think. So it just his moves. He's so sly. He's smart. And Jordan just gives too much away. Like, he doesn't have a poker face at all.
Mm-hmm. And what else happened?
Jordan had a way to win that top match.
Yeah.
That when he played against Jason Brow.
Yeah.
Black Brawley.
Yeah.
Basically, Jason Brow drew choke, and chin kick. And he was sitting at Brawley with three anger. So he swung chin kick, where upon hit he would gain double anger. Jordan had a time, and he didn't time. He thought he had his fear, and
always time.
Yeah,
like even if you think your opponent has a sphere, just time. See if they have it.
He also had a head knock, where he could have head knocked the turn before. And keeping Brawley on level one or two is like key to winning that game.
Oh yeah,
yeah. So even though he would have got chin kicked. He should have, first he should have head knocked, but he used Ginyu, that's fine. And then dude used chin kick, he should have timed, and then blinding to get out of combat, because he had a blinding too. But I think he had an energy drink and he was too, like, jittery or something, I don't know.
Plus that was, his eighth, ninth game, so
yeah. Yeah, mental fatigue.
Yeah.
Yep. But yeah, that was fun. It was a fun little tournament. Great size, but it didn't feel right. Like the venue was huge. Their shop is huge, but
it was cold. Like they didn't want to partake in any win a box event.
Not weather wise cold, yeah. But their personality, they were like cold. Yeah.
They kept us separated because they had all these tables for Dragon Ball and they had all these tables for a Yu-Gi-Oh tournament going on. And everyone was like, can we get a winner box going? I mean, we're 0-3 when I drop. They're like, talk to Panini. They'll do winner boxes if they want. And it's always the venue that's doing the winner box because, I mean, Panini's got their own tournament to run. You would think that But the reason they didn't do winter boxes is because that shop did not carry DBZ. The only DBZ product they had were Evolution starters.
They got a regional, huh?
Yep.
Strange.
They just started carrying the product like 3 weeks ago.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh. All right.
Exactly.
I'm going to apply for a regional next.
And people were upset, rightfully so, because they paid out top, 32 instead of top 16. So if you got top 16 and lost, you only got 7 packs. Ooh. Oh, 8 packs, I'm sorry. And everyone from 17 to 32 got 7 packs. So,
oh, Buck Lane.
Yeah, he got top 16 and he only got 7 packs. Whereas in Oregon, top 16 got a full box.
Yeah. But I bring up Buck because he's from NorCal and I forgot to mention him.
Yeah.
But it's funny because Sam got top 32 and got 7 packs. And Buck got top 16 and got 8 packs. And he's like, he looked at his 8 packs and he just gave them right back to Panini. He's like, I was disgusted.
But he got Top Cut promos.
Yeah, he did.
So... that are selling for like $15 a set now. So,
is that it?
Oh, they're down that?
They're down.
Oh, good.
Yeah, the hiding drills and the gut punches are way down in price.
Wow.
And well, I didn't expect them to be as high as they were anyways. They're gut punches.
Yeah. Walter tried to get me to buy all 6 Top Cut promos from him at the beginning of the tournament for $80.
Really? I thought that was Orange Uppercut.
No, it's Orange Hiding Drill and the Making Gut
Punch. Oh, those are the ones he tried to get you to
buy? Yeah. And he said... that's a good deal. I said, yeah, but we'll get some today. And we did, because Jordan Top Cut. So I was like, I only need one of each, man. And so I'm going to talk about some dinner choices we made, me and Tim and Sam Pavarnik.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
We were in, you know, China Central downtown, and we asked our hotel guy, you know, what's good to eat around here?
We asked him, we were like, are there any good sushi spots around here? He said, no, you don't want sushi, you want Chinese food.
So he said, what are you trying to eat? I said, you know, just Chinese or, you know, regular. And he looks at me, he said, American and Chinese food, ABC Cafe across the street. I said, okay. We go to ABC Cafe, we're sitting there for like 3 minutes, no one's seating us. The restaurant's only half empty. And then... they finally get menus for us and seat us. They only give us 2 menus, and no one takes our drink order. So we're sitting there looking at the menus. A whole section of the menu is dedicated to ox tongue and tail. $20 a plate if you want ox tongue or tail there.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
So we're looking at, like, other food.
Delicacy.
Nothing. They had, like, duck, but it was, like, the whole duck with the head on it.
Yeah.
And like everything was expensive, and we're looking around, and Tim looks at me, and Tim's a very finicky eater.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't eat spinach. Mm-hmm. He doesn't eat lima beans, peas. He said he didn't
anything green.
He kind of found out he really doesn't like Chinese food either.
Oh, okay.
So we're looking, and I know Tim's not wanting to eat here, and I said, "You just want to leave?" And he's like, "Can we do that?"
Yeah.
I was like, "Let's go." No one took our drink order yet. I mean, we're just sitting there looking at this gross menu. And we get up and leave. And then the waitress looks at Tim or Sam and says, "No good?" And then they say, "Oh, it's okay. I mean, it's okay." She said, "It's okay?" "Yeah, it's okay." So we just left. So we leave.
No good.
And we're walking around starving. And we eventually find this place called PP Pop.
Okay.
PP Pop.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Pop that PP. So we get in, and they say, we as soon as we walk through the door, like, 3 people, sit right there. And then that really impressed Sam. He was like, that's what I'm talking about. So we sit down, get our menus, get our drink orders. And they've got ramen is like the big thing there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really wasn't feeling the ramen because they don't have a chicken egg in there. I'm not a fan of hard-boiled eggs. And they have like a half of a duck egg in there, which is all right. I mean, I'm not big on the egg, but they had pot stickers. So I just got some steamed pot stickers. and Sam and Tim both got ramen. So, okay, that's cool. And then I saw these things that were, they were called fish balls. The menu showed them, they were like this big, like the size of a baseball. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh man, these have got to be good.
Do you want a fish ball that big though? Like just a big ball of fish meat?
I was hungry. It looked good.
I guess.
I thought it was going to be like a crab cake.
Is it fried or is it?
Yeah, it's okay, fried.
Okay. Just a big ball of raw fish meat. Yeah. And they roll it to you across the floor.
That would be good though, some wasabi.
Yeah, so... they bring out my pot stickers, which come in like that huge contraction. We have to take the lid off.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I get those and extremely hot. They get their soup. And she says, how do you want your fish balls? I kind of look at her.
Fried?
She said... mild or spicy?
Okay. Okay.
I said, can you make one just really spicy and the other one's mild in case these guys want to try it? She said, okay. So she goes away. Oh, our drink order. In the beginning, Sam is looking at the menu and she says, and he sees watermelon juice.
Uh-huh.
And he says, what's watermelon juice? And she says, you know, watermelon. And she makes the shape
with her hand.
She makes the shape of a watermelon with her hand and says, watermelon. And I'm sitting there, like, trying not to laugh. Like, she thinks Sam doesn't know what a watermelon is. Watermelon, you know. And then he's like, I know what watermelon is, but what,
she's like, what's the fucking problem, man?
So then he orders it. Basically, they just juice a watermelon and give it to you. He's like, I didn't know it would be watermelon juice. I thought it was going to be like a syrup tea or something.
Yeah, like a mixture. That's hilarious.
So anyways, we're eating, and then finally she comes over to us and says, for fishball... one spicy and two not spicy. And the picture had like six or seven fish balls on it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, so one spicy and the rest mild.
And the rest, like not two, the rest. So bring more than two.
So 5 minutes later, she comes over with these kebabs with four fish balls on each kebab. And they're only the size of like less, like a little bit smaller than a ping pong ball.
Uh-huh.
Now, the way they determine spicy for fish balls is the amount of damn chili powder they put on the fish balls.
That's hilarious.
Because they just basically caked a whole row of fish balls in chili powder, and the rest were like kind of spicy because some of the chili powder fell off onto it. And Sam and Tim were like, man, you can really smell the chili powder on this thing because the fan was blowing right into Tim's face. His eyes were watering up. So I take the fishball and I take a bite, but my teeth clamp all the way down without the fishball breaking.
So it just like squished it?
Yeah. So
like
a
marshmallow?
Yes. Yeah, it was like a marshmallow. So I peel it off. And after two bites, I spit it out. It was raw in the middle, and that's why it was all spongy, and it was not good at all. And Tim was like, as soon as I saw those fish balls, I knew they were going to be trouble. Luckily, they were only $4.99, so I didn't, you know, I wasn't out that much. But they were horrible. But everything else was good.
Yeah, Emlo, he got the hookup. He came back with a Chinese food plate. After like round six, it looked hella good. It had a big thing of chow mein, meatballs. He got a drink. I went to a Chinese food thing for the break when I was going to go to Subway. When Top Cut was announced, the kids wanted something to eat. So I took him out, went to a Chinese food restaurant real quick, sat down. It was like disgusting stuff. I was like, I'm not going to eat here. So I went to Subway.
So you didn't go to the same place Emlo went to?
No, apparently not. I don't know what place he went to, but it looked fantastic.
What else happened? Well, after the tournament, I went made my way back to Dustin. No,
after the tournament, we go to your car, and it's pitch black outside, and we're all talking amongst ourselves, and all of a sudden we hear a deep, sexy voice say, "Are you guys taking off?" And I look over, and all I can see is the end of a cigarette lit, and it's Bondi just sitting there in the dark smoking. Sam said, "You're like Batman."
Because there's the front of the store where everyone was sitting and smoking, but then there's a back way to a different parking lot that was pitch black. And he was there just chilling.
Yeah, it scared me.
So then, we we're on our way back.
You take me back because Karen went to Temecula, and I asked you to give me a ride back to the hotel because I didn't have a ride.
Yeah, and you would think 3 miles would not take 20 minutes to go, but traveling 3 miles in that town was insane.
Yeah.
So. We head back out to Dustin's house because Tim and Sam are staying at Dustin's for the night. He lives 3.5 hours away, apparently. And the way that Google Maps took me, he left like probably 45 minutes to an hour before we did. He stopped and ate, and we still beat him to his house. Because I guess there's this windy path that Google Maps took us through. Which I hated. It was basically a curvy road. Not only was it like a curvy freeway, but it was downgrade like 5%. So you were driving down these curves, and I was like, this is freaking insane.
That sucks.
So, you know, we get up to Dustin's house. He pulls up. He tells us we have to park outside. So we park outside of the complex. And it's me, Tim, Sam, Dustin, and...
Sam Pavarnik. Because I had all kids with me, and they were good, but there were moments where I was just like, can you just shut the fuck up?
It's like every 10 minutes I'm hungry. No matter what I feed them, they're always hungry. But so we get there and Dustin and Drew, his buddy, Drew pulls up.
Cunningham?
Yeah. Cool guy. So we're all sitting there talking about the tournament and everything, and last time I stayed up after the Lancaster 1K event, I didn't get home till probably 5 o'clock, and I was sitting there after the 1K event, and I fell asleep around 6, and I was dead that whole day. I woke up at 5 p.m. the next day, and I hate wasting days like that. So it was around 2 in the morning. I was like, dude, we need to get some sleep because I want to get out of here in the morning. They're like, well, what time do you want to get up? Like 10, 11? I said 8 o'clock. And they looked at me like they were like all pissed. I was like, dude, I'm not a late sleeper. I mean, I enjoy getting up early. So the next day, it's around 7:30. And let me tell you right now, Dustin, you know Dustin, right? The giant from San Luis Obispo?
Yeah, I think I've seen him before, yeah.
His mom... is like 5'1", 90 pounds. Oh, shit. I'm like, how did he come out of that woman?
Paul Bunyan over here.
Seriously. And I was looking at the size difference. I was like, man, he must have like ripped her open or something. But I get up at 7:30.
Well, so you slept in.
Yeah, I slept in to 7:30. It was more like 7:20. And I get up and use the bathroom and stuff. And I've been saving this for the pod. But Dustin's toothbrush...
Uh-huh.
...met the gooch.
Oh!
Like, it brushed my balls and everything.
What?
Like, how do you know it was his?
It had to have been.
Was it the biggest one?
Yeah.
He just took all of them.
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. I didn't do that to you, Dustin. That would have been pretty mean.
I was about to say, you're not coming over to my house. Yeah, anytime, no. So.
This is to the pod, so I wanted to throw that in.
Yeah.
But your toothbrush is safe, Dustin. I'm just kidding. But
wink.
Yeah, wink.
That's what his gooch said.
Um, But I get up around 7:20, you know, use the bathroom, wash up. At this point in time, I've been backed up poop-wise since Friday morning. And I have to be comfortable in order to go. So I wasn't comfortable at Dustin's house because it's a new place. Wasn't comfortable at the tournament or anything, so...
Not in the hotel because you didn't want to stink Tim and Sam out.
So...
I could have came next door and went to my hotel.
Yeah. But it was around 7:30 a.m. Drew gets up, and then we promised the guys we'd let them sleep until 8. So we're sitting there talking pretty loudly so that the other guys in the other living room could wake up.
Mm-hmm.
So Tim and Sam eventually wake up around 8. Dustin's mom wakes up around 7:50 and makes Dustin and Drew coffee. And, you know, we're not, the rest of us weren't coffee drinkers, so we passed on that. But around 8:06, Drew said, "Well, I guess I'm going to go wake Dustin up." Said, "Yeah, you go wake the sleeping giant."
Yeah.
I sent Dustin a text around 8, a few minutes before that, saying, "Time to get up." He didn't respond. So, you know, he wakes Dustin up and comes back. And around 8:10, I get a text saying, "I hate you all," from Dustin. So he didn't get to sleep that much. He needed some coffee, or he said he was going to kill everyone. Like Buck said, he was going to kill everyone.
We didn't say that on the on our
pod. Yeah, talk about it.
So Buck went 5-2.
And I think he only lost once.
6-1 maybe, and he said, "If I get 17th place, I'm taking an Uzi out and killing half of these people here, like dead serious."
That's not something good to say when you're dead serious.
He had an Uzi in his trunk.
Oh, so we... no. What is this, a Pokemon tournament? Oh, no.
So we said, "I mean, are you going to spare NorCal?" And he's like, "I can't make promises, but I'll try to avoid you guys." So we get up, get to breakfast, a place called Cowgirls, and Dustin's like the celebrity of San Luis at this point. Everyone's like, "Dustin!" Like, we got into this breakfast restaurant. They're like, "What's up, Missy? What's up, Chandra? How's basketball going?" And I, you know, talking, and like, because that's a pretty small town. You can't have drive-through restaurants there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because of air emissions, everything is, you have to park inside and go. So, we get breakfast, and it's pretty good, actually. Their biscuits and gravy was amazing. For a dollar more, you could tack it on to, like, something called, like, the Hungry Jack or something, where it's, like, the biggest meal.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good. And then, that's pretty much it.
Do you felt a movement?
Oh, man. Yeah, so...
That's your whole point of the story. Yeah. I was saying you're backed up.
Yeah, so after my meal, I was sitting there, and I was like, "Oh, man, I've got to go finally." And I go to the bathroom, and not to be gross or anything, but it was like a bazooka going off. Splash damage and everything. And, you know, I'm sitting there flushing and cleaning up and stuff, and I open the door. Oh, first I flush, and then... You know, it kind of goes down. Then I, you know, use some more toilet paper and blow my nose and flush. And that doesn't go down.
So it's clogged.
So I walk out and Sam Pavarnik is sitting there. Like, "Oh, I'm sorry."
So he wanted to use it.
So he goes in, and then about 5 minutes later, he comes back out. Like, "I'm sorry for that, dude." He's like, "What are you talking about?" I'm like, "Well, I've been backed up since Friday." And he's like, "Oh, I get it. No, it's all right."
He's like, "I just went on yours and didn't flush. It's okay."
Oh. And it's like a porta potty now.
Yeah. So it was like a 4-hour drive from San Luis Obispo back home. Actually, like 4.5 or 5 hours because there was huge traffic in Gilroy.
Yeah, I'm surprised I beat you home because I left at around 7:30 from Monterey Park. And I stopped at McDonald's because, of course, the kids had to pee every, like, 20 miles. I was proud of them, though. They only made me stop twice. out of that hole way back, so that was fine. Stopped at McDonald's. I got myself a double cheeseburger with no pickles, no onions, or no salt.
Their onions are the best part.
When you get no pickles and salt, they pack on the onions, though. So it's like they add extra everything, so it's not good. And then who do I see coming up, moseying on up to the McDonald's is Buck Lane.
That's right. With an Uzi?
No.
He followed you?
Yeah.
Did you guys have any conversation about the tournament before? Or?
No. We just he's like, I need to get some caffeine and make a pit stop. I went in there. That's when I sent you that picture of Pokemon Go. I was taking a shit. And I was sitting there in the stall, and three Ekans just surrounded me, and I took a picture and sent it to you. But I blew that toilet up too. It was bad. It like got I'm always sitting there when I see a disgusting bathroom. Like, how do people get stuff on the front of the bowl? Now I know how. Oh. Have a shit like that. So yeah, that's. It was gross, but yeah, I saw Buck. We said our goodbyes, and he still had 6 hours at that point. I had like three. So it wasn't that bad of a drive home. And I was surprised that I went to work the next day, because usually I like taking an extra day off just to relax.
Yeah.
But it was fine.
So what's the next event you're going to?
Play testing at my house.
The perfect event.
Yeah. I mean, we might go to a couple of tournaments in Vacaville, but as far as right now, it looks like Vacaville Regional is going to be the next one. I know I'm not going to Vegas, so.
I was able to get the okay to go to Vegas.
Yeah.
I had to put in a sacrifice, though.
You had to make a payment?
Yeah, so I told my wife, I said, look, if you let me go to Vegas, I'll pick up Willie, my son, from football practice every day for the rest of the season. So she takes the kids to school and then goes to work.
I told you she's back to working?
No. She started back up at Health Net again last week.
Oh, okay.
So she takes the kids to school, goes to work. I pick up Nausea after school, and then she would go from work to get Willie. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, let me go. I'll pick up Willie from football practice for the rest of the season. So she's like, you're going to renege on that deal. I said, there's no way. I'll do it. She's like, all right, you could go. So I got my flight and hotel for $300.
That's bullshit. I'm so jealous.
And my hotel is in a suite in the Rio with Rich Bondi. And
like in the same room?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think the top tier guys are going to be there, Jared and Justin McBride.
So freaking lucky.
They live there, right?
No, they moved to Indiana. They used to live in Vegas. Yeah. They used to live in Vegas, but they both moved to Indiana.
Yeah.
But they're going to come back and host the regional for Vegas.
Oh.
So.
They're not even going to play it? They're just going to host it?
I think they're going to play it.
Oh. They have to. Yeah. They're big players.
And then I think Get on XT is going to be in there, and maybe a few other guys. I didn't get the deets.
You're going to have to send me a picture of how Rich sleeps.
That's not creepy at all.
Pops up like a vampire upside down.
Seriously, like Lost Boys.
Smoking.
Yeah, in the darkness.
What are you doing? I'm trying to sleep. Good. Keep that.
You try to take a picture, and it's just invisible. Because at nighttime, he can't... You can't take pictures of him.
Yeah, he has no reflection.
Yeah.
He's in the bed with you. I heard you were saying something. I needed to hear what you were saying.
For this Rio suite, I need some of your plasma. Yeah.
But the Rio, in my opinion, has the best buffet. They have a place called the Village, and it's got unlimited lobster.
Mm.
The only thing is it's like $60 a buffet a person.
Wow.
But it was well worth it last time I tried it. Caesar's Palace has a good buffet called Bachanel. Mm-hmm. It's extremely fancy. Mm-hmm. That's $50 each person, but they've got like...
I've heard of that, I think.
They've got roast beef sliders. They've got like amazing food and dessert, mm-hmm. but my favorite was the Village because they had better sushi. So we'll see what I do. I might splurge and do that because I'm down to 1,200 calories a day. I've lost 12 pounds so far, and I'm just going to do that until Vegas and then just splurge.
There you go.
I've lost 35 pounds since I started playing Pokemon Go.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Nice.
Yeah.
I don't leave my house when I'm playing Pokemon Go. I drop an incense and be done with it.
So, what spoilers are you guys looking forward to seeing? I'm looking forward to seeing what Cell Jr. does.
The personality?
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to, of course, the villain allies.
Yeah.
I'm sure there'll be a few villain allies, so. What do you think about Vegeta? Mixed reviews from people online.
He's good. He's fine.
Yeah, he's better than the other ones.
He's fine. It's just, you know, he's just very good. People say Goku's better. I doubt that. Goku just draws and gets static buffs, which sounds great, but can really... Because, you know, you're a random draw.
Yep.
With Goku. You don't know what you're getting. That plus two, no other modifiers on Vegeta level one is fantastic.
Yeah.
And then his level four makes something unstoppable, and level three does something like that.
All his non-styled attacks are unstoppable.
Oh, all of them, yeah. Not just the first one?
Yeah.
Wow, okay, so true power all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take 10. What?
And I think it doesn't, as level four, put plus three on all of his attacks too?
Well, true power can't be modified, but...
Yeah.
But I was making fun of our buddy Peter Danger Salmons, who lives down south. Really loves Vegeta. That's his favorite character, and he's been looking forward to a Vegeta stack. And, you know, he's like, yeah, Vegeta's so cool. He's so battle-oriented. He's such a badass. I said, well, why is it on his level 3 and 4 he wants to get out of combat as soon as possible? He's like, what are you talking about? Like, he makes you pass, so you pass and get out of combat. He's like, oh, that's not what Vegeta does. So... I just make fun of him that
Vegeta's final flash is pretty good. What's he got, like, four name cards now? Or three?
Vegeta's anger is not an attack.
Well, I mean name cards.
Yeah. He has four. Yeah. It's flash, destruction, garlic, Gallic, or whatever his name, and then anger.
Anger, yeah.
Man, I can't get that card not hollow. Every time I open a booster, it's that.
Yeah. Vegeta's anger.
Vegeta's anger hollow. There you go. Thank you.
All right, so that'll do it for episode 27 of Pod Z CCG. Until next time, keep rocking the dragon.